Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're here at the end of the week. We've been just making our way through these beautiful passages from John's Gospel given to us each day, the Gospel reading at Mass. The Church, in its wisdom, as we now are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, is bringing us through the most intimate part of the New Testament, in my view, in terms of the Gospels, in particular of Jesus' teaching. There is a deep, deep mystery here that's being revealed, the mystery of God's love, and how love has been revealed in Jesus. Jesus reminds us, he said, that not only is he the light of the world, but that each and every one of his disciples, every one that's baptized into Christ, living in the kingdom, we too are called to be a light to the world. Here's a place where we are a light and called to be a light if we're living in it. And that is understanding the mystery of God's love, the reality of God's love, and really what love is. The world has a perspective on it. It's always tied to romantic feelings, affirming people in whatever decisions they've made for their lives, celebrating everybody's self-creative freedom. That's totally different than what Jesus revealed, who is love itself. He is the incarnation of love itself. The love of the Father and the Son is perfectly revealed in the person of Jesus. He came to teach us what love is. That's why he became one of us. And he showed us that love ultimately wins. But as I said earlier in the week, it's a particular kind of love. It's the love of God between the Father and the Son from all eternity. And it's characterized by a surrender of absolute trust to everything the Father has taught us. Every command, everything he calls us to, he defines our life, our identity, our purpose, the path we should walk, all of it comes from the Father. And that's love. And Jesus proved that love, not the romantic love, the silly love, the Hollywood love, the rock and roll love, whatever. That's just a confused mixture. But what Jesus reveals is perfect love, the love we're made for. So again today, John 15, 12 through 17 is the reading we're given. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. Okay, so we know this. He's told us now for day after day. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Just as I kept the Father's commandments. So Jesus is not calling us to something that he himself hasn't done and doesn't believe with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. He's saying, this is the pathway to love. Let's go. Come on. Follow me. I'm showing you the way. Don't be deceived. Don't be seduced off the path. Come follow me. And so he taught us how to love the Father perfectly from the cross, but he also taught us on the cross how to love our neighbor. Jesus willed the good of every single one of us on the cross. What is that? To become free from the power of sin and death, to have a way, to have the chains that bind us broken, to bring us from death to life, to bring us from alienation, bring us from the state of enemies of God to becoming children of God. That's what he did. And his friends who didn't understand, who might have said, no, don't go there. Stay with us. Jesus definitely wanted to be with them, but he had this great strength, the desire, the love of God and the love of neighbor burning in his heart. And he died for those who said, don't leave me. And that act of love for the Father and for us, he made all things new. And he broke the power and the claims of the kingdom of darkness, the accusations, the devil who stands there and accuses us, that filthy liar, stinking accuser, constantly seducing us away. Those who really aren't stable in the Lord, he easily can seduce. Here, try this. This is good. Here's a trophy. Here's some extra money. Here's some extra flesh. Here's what you want. I can get it for you. that people are trapped and divided. But even those who are saying yes to God, he runs up and he sends his demons to say, not you, you're disqualified. You're weak, you're a hypocrite. God has to be disappointed in you. You're never going to get there. You're the outlier. You might as well quit and live in total fear, like slavish fear, not healthy filial fear, living in slavish fear of judgment or the day you have to meet God. He wants you to see yourself as a slave to sin, someone who's alienated from God and someone who ought to live in the wrong kind of fear of God. There's really, really, really good fear of God that Jesus himself had. It's called filial fear. It's deep, profound awe, respect for the holiness of God and a desire to not want to offend that holiness in any way. It's a beautiful thing. It'll be with us forever, perfected in heaven. But what the devil's after is slavish fear. It's self-hating. It's terrible. It leads to fear and distance from God and looking for alternatives to satisfy and to numb that kind of fear and pain and the rest. So that's, you can always smell it when that's happening, when the devil somehow tries to steal your confidence, your security in the love of God for you. And he's going to try to get you to sin, get me to sin, and we do fall, but 70 times, 7 times a day, the Lord said, he's there. The devil wants somehow to find a sin that says, no, that's the ultimate one. You are disqualified. Bam, stamps it. But those are all lies. So Jesus brings us back. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. So back up to what we were saying a little bit earlier. Slavish fear of having a beating and being really, think about slaves and the difficult conditions that they're in. Their masters can't stand them. It's terrible, you see. Those are the lies of the devil. Jesus said, you're my friends. And there's no greater love that one friend can show another than to be willing to literally give up their life for their friend. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I've called you friends because I've told you everything I've heard from the Father. Here's a little something that popped out I hadn't thought about. Jesus calls us friends. Do you think of yourself that way? As a friend of God? Child of God and friend of God? Those are two beautiful realities. And it's worth saying Jesus wants to be your friend. He's your Lord. He's your master. He's your king. He's your judge, final judge, right? He's all those things. But he wants to be your friend. He wants to talk to you like a good friend. He wants you to talk to him like a good friend. And then he wants to teach you and give you the power through the Holy Spirit to live a transformed life in such a way that you'd be willing to lay down your life for your friend. How is it that he is a friend? How's he expressing it? He said, I told you, you're my friends because I told you everything I've heard from my Father. His secrets, his intimate conversations with the Father. He probably didn't tell him everything, but he told him a lot what the Father wanted them to hear. And they came into that yes, and that brought them into friendship. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you. Think about that. Why are you a believer? First of all, if you happen to be listening and you're not a believer, you've never, you don't know the Lord, or you've never made a decision to say yes to Jesus and to enter into his church, he's calling you, he's inviting you to everything that I've been saying this week and all the promises, those are for you too. I'd recommend go find a Catholic parish near you. Talk to the pastor, knock on the door and say, I want to know more about Jesus. I want to know more about the church. I want to be in his family. I want to be his friend. But you can begin actually today. You know, St. Paul says, if you confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And if today you say, Lord, please forgive me for my sins, and you say those simple words of St. Paul, you've begun. You're taking the right steps. and the direction the Holy Spirit's going to lead you in as you surrender is toward the church, toward the waters of baptism. So you can experience what St. Peter said on the day of Pentecost. We'll hear it in a couple of weeks. The message that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he's the Holy One, and that he's calling you to draw near, to repent of your sins, and he's going to baptize you in water. And it's in that baptism where your sins will be forgiven and you'll be given the gift of the Holy Spirit. You'll become a child of God and you will enter into his family. That's what he desires for you because he loves you and he wants to call you his friend. It was not you who chose me. Very interesting. Everybody who believes is a believer, we think it's our choice. Our choice is certainly involved in it, but he calls us and he chooses us. Why? He's appointing us. He's chosen and appointed you. Those are two good words to chew on. I've been chosen. It's good to think about that in terms of your own life as a believer. It's good to remind yourself of that on a daily basis, even. As you stand up and you take up the word of God early in the morning, or you're on your knees and about to pray the rosary, or whatever you're doing, and you're saying, God has chosen. Why am I here? Why do I even believe this? Because the Lord chose me. He's chosen me, and he's appointed me. To do what? I have an appointment in my future, I know that, but he's appointed me for something here, to go and to bear fruit that will last, the fruit of the kingdom of God. The fruit of the kingdom of God. Think about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We think, what is he talking about? Well, he's for sure talking at least about these: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. If we abide in him, which he talked about, remain in me. If we abide in him and continue to walk with him and allow the Holy Spirit to do his work in us, we begin to bear fruit. And Jesus is glorified because his teaching comes to life in us. What he came to accomplish for our sake and for the glory of the Father begins to happen, a fruit bearing, a flowering. You're extending the love of God. You're extending the kingdom of God in your marriage, in your home, in your family, in your extended family, wherever God sends you. Maybe you become a missionary or something, but it's the same for everybody. We live with the Lord as his chosen children of God, made alive by the Spirit. We are the dwelling place of God. We walk in the commands of God. Our heart says, yes, I trust this. I trust my Father. I trust Jesus. So I trust his commands for me, that they are good. And I keep saying yes to them, and I walk in them. And when I stumble and fall, I repent and come back, and I get the grace I need in the sacraments, but I keep moving forward. And as I do it, the Holy Spirit does a work in me. Jesus is making us into the creatures, the persons, the children that God the Father from all eternity has made us to be. He's transforming us, this new creation, and he will manifest it in us. He says, and he ends this passage, says, this I command you, love one another. The Holy Spirit helps us do it. Have a beautiful weekend, friends. Hope you can join me next week. Don't forget about the free booklet.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.